This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Dr. Celine Wicks, the superintendent of the Steamboat Springs School District, has announced she's retiring at the end of the school year. Her last day is June 30th. A letter was sent to parents Friday. That's on the school district's website. The Board of Education for the Steamboat Springs School District meets at 4:30 today, Steamboat Springs Middle School. Dr. Wicks has a staff affordable housing update. It's also Dyslexia Month. Remember to turn in your ballot. Election Day is tomorrow. Here's Rout County Clerk and Recorder Jenny Thomas.
Remember to get your ballots turned in no later than 7 p.m. on election night. Any ballots received after that cannot be accepted. And also watch the vote for totals on these various races. Some might be a vote for two, some are a vote for one. So just make sure you're paying attention to those races on there and that you're selecting the right number of candidates.
Drop-off locations in Rout County are at the town halls in Hayden and Yampa and Oak Creek and at the Clark store in North Rout. There are also two secure drop boxes open 24 hours and under video surveillance in the alley behind the historic Courthouse Downtown Steamboat and the parking lot at the Sheriff's Office, 2025 Shield Drive. In Moffitt County, there's a 24-hour election drop box at the east entrance of the new courthouse building. Rout County Board of County Commissioners, work session today. One agenda item is a valuation adjustment on 16 units each at the Winterwood Townhomes and Burgess Creek Townhomes. The two complexes were overvalued due to a wrong location code, and the assessor is asking that the valuations be adjusted. Yampa Valley Housing Authority has received $10 million in short-term rental funding to reduce the prices of the individual units at the Cottonwoods at Mid-Valley. Rout County Emergency Management is looking for volunteers to join the Community Emergency Response Team. There's a training from 5 to 8 today. The City of Craig's providing fall leaf cleanup for residents this week for bagged leaves and tree limbs. Drop them off at City Road and Bridge. The community of Yampa now has a free community food pantry and blessing box available 24 hours a day on the north side of the town hall in Yampa. And everybody's invited for Java with Jennifer, an informal coffee and conversation with Memorial Regional Health CEO Jennifer Riley, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning at Mabel Blues Coffee in Craig. In the cross-country track state championships, it was a photo finish in the 2A state championships with Nick Clark from Sirocco, just getting edged out by 0.01 of a second at the finish line to place second in those state championships in Colorado Springs. Moffitt County boys finished 7th overall in 3A, with senior Haven Carr making the top 10. Sydney Waddles was 12th for the girls. Sophomore Emerald Weber represented Steamboat Springs at the 4A state championships. Friday football, Steamboat lost to Glenwood 30-21. Hayden lost to West Grand 48-32, and Sirocco lost to Plateau Valley 63-0. Moffitt County had a bye. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.